So can I remember? What have we been looking at? It's up here if you want need to remember. What have we been looking at? The fruit of the Spirit. Fantastic. And this fruit isn't like bananas or oranges or even apples. It's different. It's different Jesus-like characteristics. And so far, we've had to think about love and joy. But can anyone remember any of the other fruits of the Spirit before we think about what we're going to look at today? Yes, can you give me a fruit of the Spirit? Peace. Yeah, another one?
Patience.
Kindness. Love. This is fantastic. We're getting all of them out. Can we have it on the screen? This is the fruits of the Spirit as a recap for us. This is what we've been looking at. So, hopefully it'll be on the screen. If not, we can go through it. So we've got peace. We've got forbearance, or that is patience. Kindness. Can we say kindness? We've got faithfulness. Okay, I've done that with order now. Look, goodness. We've got gentleness. And we've got self-control. So these are the fruits of the Spirit. And as we've kind of said already, that we've seen two so far. We've looked at two particular fruits of the Spirit. We've looked at love and we've looked at joy. And today we're going to look at peace. Now, here are fruits that you cannot buy from the shop. You can't go down to your local Tesco's or your local Lidl and say, oh, can I have a bit of kindness, please? Oh, can I have a little bit of goodness today and a little bit of faithfulness? You can't do that. But when someone becomes a follower of Jesus, they are given the Holy Spirit. That is the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to produce these fruits in us. And in those that are following the Lord Jesus. So we've looked at love, we've looked at joy. Today, we're going to have a think about peace. Can we all say peace? 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
And Matt is going to come and read the scriptures for us. Adults, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4. If you need a Bible, please feel no embarrassment, put a hand up. A steward will come and bring you one. That's on page 1180. And boys and girls, it will appear on the screen up here for you. Thank you.
So it's Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, and it's page 1180 of the Church Bibles, 1180. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and I long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you. Well, let's pray and let's ask God for his help as we come and think about this work of the Holy Spirit to produce peace. Let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. As we open it now, please teach us. Please speak to our hearts that we might love you more and grow to be more like your Son. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Boys and girls, so we're thinking about this word peace this morning. Now, what is the first thing you think of when you hear this word peace? Any thoughts? Adults, you can chip in if you like as well. Peace?
Quiet.
Yeah? Peace and quiet. Yes?
Doing colouring.
Doing colouring, yeah. It's a nice P peaceful activity. Anything else that comes to your mind when you hear this word peace? No conflict. Yeah, so this week, so actually those two things are things I thought of this week. So when I think of peace, it makes me think of the sound after my kids have gone to bed. That's it. There it is. Peace. Maybe that's the same for you as well. It's no longer noisy. It's quiet. The word peace, like Mike's just shouted out, the word peace also makes me really grateful for the fact that our country has much peace. We're not at war with other countries, which sadly isn't true for everyone, is it, as we think about today? But as we think about the work of the Holy Spirit to produce peace in followers of Jesus, what does that mean? Is it similar to those things? Is it different? Well, to help us this morning, I have three P's for us. Three P's to help us think and to remember. And I'm going to share them with you now so that you'll remember it. And hopefully as we go through, let me just move this because I think that's blocking you being able to see. So the first P is peace. Can we do that together? One, two, three, peace. And the second P is, it's peace. Ready? One, two, three, peace. And the third P, does anyone have a guess as to what the third P is? It's prayer. No, it's peace, but prayer is important to it. So we could do number three, one, two, three, peace. So we're going to look at three pieces that the Holy Spirit produces in lives of those who follow the Lord Jesus. So you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Are you sure you're ready this morning? Yes. No. Right, let's do it. Are you ready? Yes. Right, let's set up. Switch our brains on. Everyone switch your brain on. If you've got one. There we go, fantastic. So, the first piece we're going to think about that the Holy Spirit produces is peace with each other. Okay? Peace with each other. So, we've got action for this. We're going to go peace. That's going to be the same for every time. Peace with each other. And you can kind of look around if you like. You don't have to if you think that's really awkward, but peace with each other. Now, let's be honest, who's ever had an argument with their brother or sister? Good, lots of honesty. Oh, lots of you, fantastic. You've never had one conflict with your brother or sister. Brilliant. Who's ever been cross with mum or dad or with someone at home, care at home? Yeah, okay. Lots of really holy people here this morning, but lots of us have. Sadly, it happens probably more often than we'd like, doesn't it? When we have conflict, we have arguments with others. And sadly, that's also true sometimes of God's family, the church. Now, hopefully, when you walked into church this morning, whether you're young or old, you received a really warm welcome. Maybe when you walked in the door, someone shook your hand, or they gave you a high five, or they waved at you, or they smiled. Did you have that when you came in this morning? Yeah, good. Well done, Jonathan. And pass it on to the welcome team. Thank you. Good job. So this is a great family to be a part of, isn't it? Nice warm welcome. But sadly, like with all families, sometimes there can be arguments and disagreements, even among us. If you're visiting today, if this is your first time here, I'm sorry to say that we're not the perfect church, but neither will you find one. Sometimes followers of Jesus fall out. Sometimes over really big things, and sometimes even over silly things. And falling out is something that was true of the church in Philippi. So listen to the first verses that we read this morning. They should appear on the screen as well to follow, boys and girls. But listen to what Paul writes. He says, and adults, you can follow on. This is chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. Listen to this. I plead with you, dear, and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel. Do you see what Paul says? As he writes the church in Philippi, he pleads with two women, Euodia and Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Clearly, they've had a disagreement about something. They've had an argument. And so he urges them towards peace. So I need a Euodia and a Syntyche. Does anyone want to come up and be two volunteers? Probably two ladies. Yeah, do you want to come up? And do you want to come up, Soph? All right, here we are. Look at that. Well-trained, using the stairs. Fantastic. Right, Soph, you can be Euodia. I don't know how you feel about that, but there you go. You might want to hold it up. And do you want to come sit over here? And Syntyche, there you are. Oh, there you are. It's a cool name, isn't it? Syntyche. Do I have any Sintikis here this morning? No? Just one thought. So we're not told why they're cross with each other, but there's this peace, there's this division. Maybe on a Sunday morning, Judea has started sitting where Sintiki normally sits. And Sintiki's not very happy about that. Does she not know that that's my chair? I always sit there on a Sunday. Or perhaps Sintiki chooses the songs for church on a Sunday, and Judea doesn't like this. She goes, oh, she just chooses her favourites. And so she's a bit grumpy about that. She started gossiping around church. Do you know, she always chooses her favourites, doesn't she? And it's caused division. Now, we're not know what's led to this falling out, but they currently see things differently. It's caused them to be at war. They're at a distance from each other. Hey, can you have a cross face? Cross face? Can you show me a cross face? Don't want to upset any of you. But this is out of place for God's people. We're called to live in peace. And this is one of the works of the Holy Spirit to produce this, what we're learning, this peace with each other. And so Paul urges them, verse 2, adults, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, Judea and Sintiki, go sit down for a minute. I'm going to need you back in a minute, so you can keep the your labels for a minute. There we go. Well recovered. Now, sometimes making peace with each other is going to be really costly and humbling. It might be more than just someone sat in your seat on a Sunday. So how can we hope to change? Well, as we're seeing this morning, we've got to pray to the Holy Spirit to produce this work in us. And one of the ways he causes change in our hearts is to point us to Jesus. You see, as followers of Jesus, we've never been asked to do anything that he himself hasn't done or modeled in some way. Listen to how Paul writes earlier in this letter. And again, it should appear on the screen. This is in chapter 2. He says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Now, this is really key. This is where he lands. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. See, what hope do Judea and Sintiki have of being at peace with each other? Well, both are called to have the same mindset as Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. He's the one who called his followers to turn the other cheek. He's the one who never retaliated when wronged. It is this life of peace that Jesus lived and is the life that is possible with the Holy Spirit. He is at work in followers of Jesus to produce this peace. Peace that should be seen with relationships with each other. So what are we learning? We're learning that the fruit of the Spirit is peace. Can we all do that together? The fruit of the Spirit is peace. And the first peace is peace with each other. Now, when you think about your friendships at church, with other Christians, with other churches in Enfield, with those at school, as far as it depends on you, are you at peace? This is a fruit we can expect to see grow as we keep following Jesus and keep calling on him to change us by his Spirit. But maybe you're here this morning and you're really struggling. You're thinking, well, it's really hard, isn't it, to do this? If you're struggling with a particular relationship or someone within the church or outside, let me encourage you to be bold in starting a conversation. Come chat to one of the pastoral staff to pray together. We'd be really happy to do that after church this morning, if that'd be useful to you. Perhaps you're just thinking, no, this is, I don't want to get into that, it's too much. It's far easier just to avoid these issues, isn't it? So boys and girls, if there's someone that you struggle with at school in the playground, well, it's easier for them to just stay over there and we'll stay over here. And maybe we have that attitude when we come to church. We just think, well, we don't get on, so they can just sit that side of the room and I'll sit this side of the room. But no, we're called to live at peace with each other. And if you're thinking that's really, really hard this morning, well, we've got further help. Because as we come to the second piece, this is going to help transform our view of how to live this piece out. So here we go. Here is the second piece that we're going to think about this morning. So we've had, what piece have we had? We've had peace with each other. And that flows really from peace with God. Could we do that together? One, two, three. Peace with God. So did you notice how Paul describes those he writes to in this letter? Including Euodia and Syntyche, who are part of the church. So adults, you can look in your Bible, but he calls them brothers and sisters. He calls them dear friends in the Lord. He calls them co-workers. Together they are the family of God. And if you've got your Bible open, adults, look at the end of verse 3. He said, they're co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Hands up, boys and girls, who has a class register at school every day? Hopefully that's all of you. We all have, there's a register taken every day. Your name is called out. Euodia, are you here? Syntyche, are you here? And we say yes. Anyone been a class monitor, a register monitor? That is a big job in schools, if you didn't know, adults. That's a huge responsibility to be a register monitor. But think about class registers for a moment. The book of life is the register of heaven. All who belong in Jesus' family are on that register. They are those who have peace with God. But how did Euodia and Syntyche get their names in that book? How can any of us get our names in that book and know peace with God? Well, the answer the Bible gives is that it's only through Jesus and his work at the cross that you can have peace with God. And it's this truth, this is the second truth, that the Holy Spirit impresses on our hearts, that we might turn and believe in him. You see, just like Euodia and Syntyche had fallen out with each other, the Bible says that we've fallen out with God. However, it's not that God has done anything wrong against us, it's that we've wronged him. Rather than live God's way, we've lived our own way. We've made our own mind up about how we should do life. And therefore, the Bible says that we're at war. There's a distance between us and God. We're in big trouble. But that's why Jesus came. Remember, at the cross, Jesus took the punishment we deserve for our sin so that we could be forgiven, so that we could know peace with God. This morning, let me ask, do you know that peace with God? If you don't, you simply need to call out to him and ask the Spirit to apply that peace to your heart that you might know. What are we learning? The fruit of the Spirit is peace. And it firstly is peace with each other. And that flows from peace with God. Now, to really drum that home and just get ourselves moving, because it's a hot morning, isn't it? We're going to illustrate that together, and hopefully this will work. I couldn't do this in rehearsal because I need all of you to be a part of this, so we'll see. And the Bible often describes God's anger against sinners like a storm. And so we're going to make it really stormy in here. I'm sorry I can't make it rain. I'm sure lots of us would like that this morning. But we're going to make it really stormy. And to do that in a moment, what I need everyone in this room to do, not just yet, in a minute, we're all going to do this, okay? Now, if you're really keen, if you're thinking really enthusiastic, you can do a bit of stamping on the floor as well. But balcony, not too much enthusiasm because we don't want to squash the people below you. But we're going to do this and this. And then keep your eyes on me. When I do that, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to stop. Okay, right. Let's make it stormy in here. Everyone, let's go. Let's get some thunder. Ready? Pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, we're going to do it again. This time we're going to go louder. We're going to go louder and louder. Because this is, remember, this is the storm of God's anger at sinners. But when I move my arms, I want you to picture Jesus and his cross. Because it is only through him that the storm of God's anger is turned away from us and that we can know peace with him. So, everyone ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go. Come on, louder, let's go. Louder. At the cross, that loud anger of God is directed at Jesus so that we might have peace with God. And that is an amazing truth that we can just enjoy and hopefully remember even by doing that together. But now remember, sometimes we're at war with each other. So let me invite Euodia and Syntyche. Can you come back onto your chairs? Now remember, they're crossed. We don't know why there's been this division with each other. But come grab your seat again. Now, you're cross with each other, so what I want just you two to do is to tap your legs, okay? You're going to make a storm yourselves, all right? How loudly do you think you can do it? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go for it. And stop. Do it again. See if you can do it loud. And stop. That was pretty good noise, actually. Now, let me ask everyone else, which noise was louder? Was it God's anger? Was it as everyone here did it? Or was it the argument between these two? What was louder? God, what was it? Yeah, God's anger. You see, when we're struggling to be at peace with each other, we need to look to Jesus and to his cross. We need to remember that no one can wrong us to the same depth that we have wronged God. And so no peace is greater, no peace is more costly, no peace is more precious than the peace that Jesus offers to us. So as hard as it is sometimes for you to live at peace with each other, the Holy Spirit points us to Jesus and to his cross and the incredible peace that we have with him. So when we're feeling cross perhaps with one another, or if there's a relationship we need to put right, then look to the cross. Remember the peace that we have with God, and from that, let God, the Holy Spirit, change, produce this peace that we might have with each other. Now, you Dean and Sintiki, do you want to make up? That'd be quite a good point. Do you want to give each other a high five? I don't know. Let's make up, shall we? Let's give each other a high five. Can we celebrate that? That's pretty good. But we're really pleased. Right, go grab a seat. You go sit down. I can't really say grab a seat because you're sitting on one. Do you want to go sit down for me? Is that okay? Thank you very much. You can carry on being you, Dean and Sintiki, if you like. Perfect. So the fruit, what are we learning? Hopefully remember this. So the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And that peace is with, peace with each other, peace with God. That's the peace we're learning. The final peace that the Holy Spirit produces is peace within. There we go. So we're going to do the same, peace within. Ready? The Holy Spirit produces peace within. All right, who here ever feels a little bit anxious or worried about something? Anyone ever feel kind of worried, but anxious about something? Yeah, lots of us. Lots of us do. Perhaps this week, you were starting a new school or a new job, or maybe you felt worried about starting a new class, got a new teacher, and maybe you felt a little bit worried or a little bit anxious. Perhaps even this morning you're worried about something else as you've come along to church. Well, wonderfully, one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to produce, what is it? Peace within. Adults, have a look at verse 6 and 7 of chapter 4. It should appear on the screen, boys and girls, for you. Listen to this. This is incredible. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then what happens? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? Did you hear what it said? Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will come. See, in any anxiety, any situation, we can know the peace of God. We can know the peace within. Now, that isn't, we have to be really careful with verse like this, it's not a promise to fix all the issues right now in this moment. But it is a promise that we can know peace even when things are difficult, even in the moment of issue. Now, does anyone know where Paul was? So the Apostle Paul wrote this letter. Does anyone know where Paul was when he was writing this letter to the Philippian church? Do you know where he was? He was in prison. Yeah, we're told lots of times in this letter that Paul was in chains. He's in prison for telling people about Jesus. And yet even as he writes his letter, it's filled with joy. Rejoice, he says, in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. He's full of joy, even though he's in prison. He has this peace within, even though he's in a really difficult situation. So how does the Spirit work peace into our lives if we're trusting Jesus? Well, verse 6 says it. It says, as we pray to God, that the Spirit brings peace within, even in the midst of trials. This peace comes to us through prayer. And what I want you to picture it as is this kind of continual giving over of burdens to God. So first day back at school, who's got a big bag that they take to school with them? Yeah, quite a few. Is any, maybe a little bit like this. So here's my bag. And, you know, for school you need a number of things. So I've got a few things here. It's already got some books in there already, just to help with the illustration. We've got some homework. Thanks, Eleanor. There's a bit of homework in there. You need to finish that later. We've got PE kit, Enfield Town Community Church PE kit. Look at that. Got our PE kit. We've got, oh, we should have a water bottle. We need, particularly in this heat, you need to get some drink. So that's good. Right, oh, it's not even going to fit. Let's just shove it in the top for a minute. That's what happens if it doesn't fit. That's good. But you're also musical, so you've also got a musical instrument to carry with you to school. Now, who's feeling strong this morning? Would anyone like to? Come on, Toby, I think. Show me your muscles, let's just check. Yep, good. Come on then. Let's see if you can see if you can carry this. Right, what do you want to go for first? The bag? Go for it. Okay, can you try and get on your back a little bit? Or should just try, maybe just walk there and back and see how we're doing. It's pretty good. Is that all right? Is it feeling a bit heavy? Good. That's the right answer. So what we could do here, I think, is maybe just offload some of the weight that you're carrying, because that's quite a lot, isn't it? So maybe, oh, I don't know, is there any leaders, adults, want to come and help? Doesn't have to be, actually. No one's looking that particularly keen. Yeah, did it come up? Fantastic. Thank you. Let's give a round of applause to our volunteers. Woo! So, Toby, what I'd like to do, maybe just pass some of your burdens over. Maybe start with the bag.
Okay, bag,
right. Yeah. We go a long way to make these illustrations work. That's it, right. Do you want to walk to school again now? Is that feeling a little bit better? Yeah. Can you walk to school as well? Is that okay? Perfect, look at that. Toby, was that an easier walk for you? Yeah, good. Why don't you give the trumpet? No. That's brilliant. Right, let me take the burdens off you completely. There you go. Thank you. Let's go out. Thank you very much. I finally found a use for loads of books we have on the top floor. How can we know the peace within? Well, it's as the Bible says that in prayer, it's as we take off anxiety and worry and we place it on God in prayer. As we look heavenwards in prayer, as we pray, we talk to God. We're reminded that we pray to our loving, all-powerful Father in heaven who has infinite resources at his disposal, that can do all things, that knows all things. He's in control of all things. See, again, these verses aren't declaring that we won't ever get anxious. That's why he's writing it, because he knows that they're anxious. But Paul is teaching us what to do with our anxious thoughts. And it's to give them over to God. It's to pass our burden over to him. Boys and girls this morning, adults, do you know this peace within? When you feel anxious about anything, with the Spirit's help, will you pray to the Lord and offload your burden on him? So what have we been learning this morning? Can we say it all together? The fruit of the Spirit is peace. Peace with each other. Peace with God. And peace within. That's what we've been learning. Let me pray. Let's ask for God's help that we'd remember these truths and that we'd apply them this week. Let me pray for us. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who produces fruit in all those who are trusting in Jesus. Please would we see the fruit of peace lived out among us. Holy Spirit, please do this work in us. And would it all be for your glory, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before we sing, boys and girls, don't forget.